Micah Zenko is a fellow for conflict prevention at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's an expert on U.S. national security policy and military operations. Micah Zenko, let's be clear here. Were President Obama's comments yesterday on the U.S. use of unmanned drones the first time anyone in the Obama administration had publicly acknowledged the U.S. use of drones?
It was the first explicit acknowledgement by a U.S. official that the United States is using these drones in Pakistan. That's the key aspect. The U.S. has described their use in the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan. But under U.S. law, these are, quote, covert actions. And what that means is the United States government cannot acknowledge that they occur. Never before had any administration official explicitly acknowledged that the United States is using drone strikes in what's called the Fatah area of Pakistan. So this is a completely new development.
So were you shocked by this? And what exactly was this moment for President Obama, this public admission of covert action?
I was shocked given the setting in which he did it, which was essentially an hour-long event for Google answering questions from the public. But I think the reason he made this announcement now is there are a lot of increasing criticisms about the transparency and oversight of drone strikes, and in particular about the killing of Anwar al-Awlaki, who was a U.S. citizen in Yemen, by a drone a few months back. And I believe that this statement by the president sets up what is supposed to be a forthcoming speech by Attorney General Holder that explains what is the legal justification for the United States government to kill a U.S. civilian, a citizen living abroad without access to their Fifth Amendment due process rights.
Well, the drone program officially is secret, and secrecy has its costs. What has been the cost of official secrecy on drones?
Well, some of the things that happens is that the United States, because they cannot acknowledge or defend them, is on a back foot within countries like Pakistan about what the effects of them are. So if you read the Pakistani press or in Pakistani television shows, some of the worst myths and misperceptions about drone strikes are allowed to fester because nobody from the U.S. government couldn't correct them. The other issue is that within the United States itself, there's very limited transparency and oversight of these drone strikes. So these are properly reported to the intelligence committees within the House and the Senate, but within other committees dealing with the Senate Foreign Relations Committee or the House Foreign Affairs Committee, many staff members and officials on them have very little understanding of how these work.
I mean, that raises the point that some critics have argued that the use of drones has allowed the U.S. to go to war through a back door, and that undermines the legal safeguards against going to war. Would you agree with that?
I would. I mean, there have been something like 285 drone strikes in Pakistan since the summer of 2004 when they first began. 85% of those occurred under President Obama. If there was 285 bombs dropped by manned aircraft in Pakistan, for example, there would have to be some formal declaration of war under the War Powers Resolution, and there would have to be some acknowledgement to Congress broadly of what's happened. As it is now, these are reported simply to a number of select senior members of intelligence committees in the House and the Senate. There's no explicit congressional authorization for these particular strikes. And so the administration has sort of let this go on and on and on and on for 7.5 years without ever acknowledging that these were occurring.
This is an election year. Do you think the president came out publicly and spoke about drones for some political payback? And if so, do unmanned aircraft now become a campaign issue?
Well, drone strikes are incredibly popular, especially on Capitol Hill and among members of the Democratic Party who want to have a smaller military. But I think the real reason the president did this is, again, after 7.5 years, the pressure had simply built too great with enough officials within the administration and who have recently retired, and enough people on Capitol Hill who finally said, you have to explain the scope and the range of targets which with unmanned drones are being used to kill. And in particular, you have to explain why the U.S. believes that it can target U.S. citizens without Fifth Amendment due process rights.
Micah Zenko is a fellow for conflict prevention at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's the author of Between Threats and War, U.S. Discreet Military Operations in the Post-Cold War World. Micah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.